This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me on the phone from his office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley. He's the publisher and editor of thecitywire.com. Michael, how are things in Fort Smith?
Well, they're well here. I'm proud that you were able to make it into the office today.
Well, it's been cold and there's some snow, but if you drive carefully, you know, and take precautions, you'll be okay.
If you drive carefully. Magic words right there.
And I want to come back to driving here before we end our conversation.
All right.
First of all, new numbers about joblessness in the bigger cities in Arkansas, and numbers went up or did not decline in most cities and went up in Fort Smith.
Yes. Most metro areas, I think Texarkana and the West Memphis area saw either they're unchanged or went down. But yeah, in Fort Smith, we increased from 7.9% in November to 8.6% in December. And, you know, Kyle, I went back and looked at the past 4 or 5 years of November to December shifts, and there's really no consistent trend because I first thought, well, this is just seasonal. Maybe it typically goes up, but, you know, some years it's gone down, some years it's stayed the same. But this is certainly, this is certainly more of the uncertainty that we see. You know, 1 month we'll see sales tax collections up, next month they go down. Just about the time we think jobless rates are getting better, we get hit with something that's, you know, close to 9% in the Fort Smith area, and it was up around the state. So, you know, it's almost just, even for us reporters, I can't imagine what it's for the Republicans. It's about the where you at on it. It's like, you know, come on, when is this going to get better?
In an interview that we heard here on Ozarks at Large that Gilbert Baker did for Roby Brock's TalkBusiness.net, State Senator Gilbert Baker from Conway mentioned redistricting, which will have to happen. Congressional districts in Arkansas will have to shift. And he mentioned that he could see perhaps, and he has some influence on this because of the committees he's on in the legislature, he could see perhaps Fort Smith maybe moving to the 4th district and no longer being in the 3rd district with Northwest Arkansas. And it's been that way for decades.
Right. And, you know, Baker even mentioned that he had talked to people in Sebastian County who thought that wouldn't be such a bad idea. Well, Kyle, I can't find anyone who agrees with Mr. Baker, Senator Baker. You know, the city of Fort Smith is pulling together a resolution asking the legislators to keep them in the 3rd district. The chamber is against moving to the 4th district. The head of the GOP party in Sebastian County is against it. You know, I don't know what business and civic leader Senator Gilbert Baker was talking to, but he was not talking to any that appear to truly be in those leadership positions. I think that may have just been a trial balloon. More of the thought is that Sebastian County will stay in the district and they'll eat up different counties on the east side of the district, maybe into Baxter, Marion, Boone, in that area to get the population down. The bottom line is their district is going to shrink in size, in geographic size, that is.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're going to have, because numbers have to work out, someone somewhere is going to have to get moved.
Correct, yes. And, you know, the argument is here in Sebastian County is that they've spent so much time now developing those relationships with Northwest Arkansas. And you know, I think really they're just now starting to pay off. The Regional Intermodal Transportation Authority and Mayor Sandy Sanders of Fort Smith were recently invited to the Northwest Arkansas Council meeting. They've been, you know, part of some of those discussions. It seems like we're just now figuring out how to play well with each other and lobby for things that are in the best interest of both metro areas. And now we're threatened with having that cut, so to speak. So I would be very surprised if they pull Sebastian County out of the 3rd district. But crazier things have happened in politics.
A post office, it appears, in Fort Smith will be shut down.
Yes, another one.
Good point, yeah.
Right. 6 months ago, we lost the Southtown station, and now we're losing another station that's near Creekmore Park here in Fort Smith. A lot of elderly folks are served by that, so that was an interesting choice. Of course, this is all an interesting subject, Kyle, because, you know, Fort Smith, there are a lot of conservative small government types here who frequently demand that we cut the size of federal government and the government's too big. But then when they talk about really doing that and cutting close to home like a post office, then everybody's like, whoa, no, we didn't mean in our backyard. So it's interesting to see that dynamic. But, yes, we're apparently going to lose two postal stations, and we're still in the midst of this consideration of moving the general processing facility to Fayetteville. So the Fayetteville Center would handle the processing for both Northwest Arkansas and the Fort Smith MSA. So there's some big things that could happen on the Postal Service front.
You wrote this week on the citywire.com about an interesting situation that develops now at the legislature, because state tax revenues are up, and what this might be good news for Governor Beebe, but might be bad news for Governor Beebe as well.
Right. Yeah. It's, Beebe has been hoping for some time that those state tax revenues start ticking upward consistently, and they have. Unfortunately, they're ticking upwards at about the time that this larger delegation of Republicans in the legislature are calling for tax cuts. And, Beebe has said, I'm resisting tax cuts. And if you do have tax cuts, you better show where you're going to make up the money or where the extra money is coming from. Well, the tax collections are improving such that it's hard to argue, or at least the Republicans are saying that it's hard to argue that we don't need to tax cuts cut taxes, or we don't have room to cut taxes. So, sometimes be careful what you wish for. You just might get it.
And we started off this conversation this week talking about driving. Let's end it talking about driving, because there is Arkansas Senator Bruce Holland, state senator, who has been in the news because of his driving.
Yes, I like to call him Senator Ricky Bobby. I know some Max Brantley in Central Arkansas has called him Senator Bruce Fireball Holland. But and of course, we're making fun, though, of what really is a serious issue. Could have been deadly. He could have killed himself. He could have killed a family, or who knows. But, he was caught January the 24th after about a 20-mile chase with Senator Holland of Greenwood, reaching speeds up to 110 miles an hour. And, it was a controversy at the time, because he was just allowed to go free because he was a state legislator. But now charges have been filed. One of those is a Class A misdemeanor, fleeing. And it looks like he has a trial date of May the 12th, and it's terribly embarrassing for him in the Senate. But here you have a first term freshman Republican senator from Greenwood who some people are concerned thinks he's above the law.
Well, finally, you're a sports fan. Do you have any pick for the Super Bowl?
I'm picking the Packers because I have a long-held distaste for the Steelers. So I don't, I'm sure that's not fair, I'm sure. And plus, the Packers, Green Bay is somewhat, some people would say, the home of the trophy, the Lombardi Trophy. So, it's just nice to see it, a small town, which, Green Bay is not much bigger of a metro area than either Fort Smith and Northwest Arkansas. So always like to root for the small guy.
All right. Well, until next week, thank you for your time.
All right. Good talking to you.